The foremost senior surviving members of Cambodia's murderous Khmer Rouge regime went on trial for war crimes today. 3 decades after its Year Zero revolution marked one of the darkest chapters of the 20th century. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more.
The defendants are all now elderly and infirm, but were among the inner circle of the late Pol Pot, the architect of the Khmer Rouge's ultra-Maoist killing fields revolution that killed an estimated 1.7 million Cambodians between 1975 and 1979. On Monday, the former president, the ex-foreign minister, the former social affairs minister, and brother number two showed no emotion as opening statements to the UN-backed tribunal were read before a packed auditorium. The four are charged with committing crimes against humanity and genocide, and accused of a litany of crimes under both international and Cambodian laws, including murder, enslavement, religious and political persecution, inhumane treatment, and unlawful imprisonment. Speaking to the BBC, Tuol Sleng prison survivor Chu Mei said this trial is important for closure.
I want the Khmer Rouge leaders to tell the truth in court about what happened at that time. The tribunal needs to make this information public so the survivors and victims can get some relief from their pain and live in peace. Do not hide the truth any longer.
Although this week's court sessions will be strictly procedural, with testimony and presentation of evidence expected to begin in August or September, it will mark the first joint appearance of the defendants in court 32 years after the Khmer Rouge were kicked out of power in 1979. Nearly a quarter of Cambodia's population were wiped out under the Khmer Rouge through torture, execution, starvation, and exhaustion. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.